This man was a pretty handy player in his time, wasn't he? And he's now, well, he's the string puller for Carlton's AFLW side. He is the head coach. He's been good enough to join us. Daniel Harford, how are you doing, Harf?
Sammy, I'm going well. How are you, mate?
I'm going very, very well. You've had a big off-season. You've gone and lured Cabe Simpson and got him to stick around at the club, give you a helping hand there.
Well, truth be told, we just couldn't get rid of him. He just kept popping up. So we decided we'd try and make use of him and get him involved in the coaching space. Ah, look, I think it's a great coup for our program, having a guy like Simo, who not only knows the club intimately, but knows the game intimately after 342 games, to be able to pass on that experience to a group of players who are emerging and hopefully going to try and achieve something sooner rather than later. I think it's a fantastic appointment and we're very, very lucky to have him.
Now, I say this with all the respect in the world because he was a magnificent player, but he wasn't fond of speaking publicly. Have you taken him under your wing there and got him to come out of his shell a bit?
No, well, we balance each other out pretty well. He's very efficient and doesn't waste too many words, or I'm a little bit over the top sometimes and waste too many. So we balance each other pretty well. And what we've seen so far, particularly in the last week where he's started to open up a bit, is that the way he carries himself and presents the message and coaches is going to be pretty well received by the group, I reckon.
No, it's a great appointment. That's a great fit and well done to get him across. Now, speaking of getting people across, tell us about Wheezo. They're your new co-major sponsor. Are they an asthma management solution? And they've got a nice little device and a nice app as well.
Yeah. Well, I was a childhood asthmatic. So when I heard that they were jumping on board, I was keen to find out a bit more about it. So, yeah, they've got this little device and an app that works on your phone where you can check the breathing rate and hear for the sounds of asthma and be able to manage those situations much more effectively than previous generations could, because they just didn't have that technology. You can also, one of the things I found pretty cool was you could send that information to your doctor. So you could pass that on down the line. So if you keep a record of how things are progressing, and then if you need to get some updates from them, or they can understand where you've been with your management of the condition and then help out accordingly. So it's pretty cool. And modern technology, mate, it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Anything that makes that easier, I'm all on board for. Now, tell us about the pre-season. That wouldn't be easy. It's been some warm days for the girls. How's it progressing?
It's going okay. It's just nice to be back with the girls, I must admit. And I think they're the ones that are providing all the energy around the club at the moment, because they've been just hanging out to spend some time together after what we've all been through the last 7 or 8 months. So it's been really good, really positive energy. But there's been some warm days, but by the time we get rolling around about 6 o'clock at night time, most days or training nights, that the cool changes often come in. So it's not anywhere near as hot as it has been during the day. So it's been good, it's nice to welcome new faces into the program, as any club would say this time of year. And we've got six new faces in, which always creates a new level of energy and dynamism through the group. So we're wrapped about that. And the ones that have been around for a while, the old stages, they've come back with renewed energy as well and vigour as well. So it's, from a coaching perspective, it's pretty positive.
Yeah, well, I imagine it'd be pretty bizarre coming back together after the season was, you know, taken away from you to a degree. What were you, 5-1 when the season halted? So who would know how it would have played out? But you were showing some really encouraging signs.
Yeah, and I think we've really emerged and evolved as a strong team in the last couple of years. We've built it from the ground up. We started with the very foundations and tried to add some layers as we went through. And we're getting some really good reward. And what we're seeing from the players is they're understanding the rewards are on offer, and they're really buying into what we're doing. So that's a really positive thing for our program. Yeah, we're going okay. And it is a bit bizarre, but at the end of the day, there's not anything in the situation that unfolded at the end of the home and away season, or end of the finals, in fact, last year with the AFLW that we could have controlled. So we've got a bit of a mantra around here of everything's subject to change. So we just follow the bouncing ball, mate, and just roll with the punches.
Well, one of those punches is the fixture. I mean, have you got a line of sight on when you might get a sneaky peek at what it actually looks like?
Well, I think the AFL have indicated to the AFLPA and to the clubs that there'll be an indication. I'm not sure how concrete it will be. At the start of December, end of November, start of December.
Right.
And what that looks like, I don't know. I wouldn't expect, considering what we've been through with the men's program and the state of the country at the moment with borders still being a problem with some states. I don't expect we'll get a full schedule, a full fixture out when they announce whatever it is in a couple of weeks' time, perhaps. I think it'll be pretty flexible, a bit agile and flexible, Gil's favourite words, as you know. I think there'll be a bit of that going through the AFLW schedule as well.
A bit of pivoting, you reckon?
Everyone loves a pivot.
Now tell us, you brought Kate Simpson in, but does Andy Maher retain his position as runner, given, let's be honest, half injuries had started to compromise his ability to fulfil the role, but is he on board?
Well, he's a heart and soul player, is what he is. He's the glue that keeps the whole program together, so I'd be disappointed if he decided that he wants to hang up those calves which keep popping on him. Get him back into the system. We need him around here. He's the lifeblood of the whole program. Without him, we are nothing. So he will be here in the Navy running every single message that I give him for the entire season, hopefully.
Great to hear, because the temper text has just been overflowing with messages. His radar's still wearing the fluoro for half. So they can now sleep easy at night knowing that the great man will be running again in season 2021.
Well, it's funny because I'm still not actually sure he's taken any of my messages out. He just sort of runs out and chats. So I'm not actually sure any of my messages are getting through to the players. He just has conversations and comes back in and just goes back out when he feels the need. I'm actually not sure what he does, but he's very important.
Magnificent. Well, if last season was any indication, half, it's going to be another cracking year for the Carlton AFLW side. So much promise shown last season, and I'm sure you're about to kick on with it when season 2021 gets going. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good on you, buddy. Be looking forward to playing in front of some of our Carlton faithful at some stage through 2021.
Oh, amen to that. It will be fantastic to see crowds back at the footy. Daniel Harford, Carlton's AFLW coach, joining us there. And great to have any sort of corporate backing, especially in the current climate. So Wezo, the new sponsor for Carlton's AFLW team, www.wezo.com to find out more about Wezo. Sounds like a nice little program they've got going there.